Let's talk now Rockport Blue Jay football. Coach Dalton Jones, last week the Blue Jays ranked number one in the state in Missouri eight-man football, and they took on the squad from Princeton. Coach, the number one team in the state taking on Princeton, who I guess they're struggling a little bit. It's early in the season, but 76-6 was the final score. I'm sure that you got to be pretty happy with that outcome, and I'm sure all the kids got to play in the game.
Yeah, no, it was. Princeton is a younger team. They got a new coach. They're learning some stuff over there. So it was an opportunity for us to just get everybody in, and we did just fine doing that. A lot of guys got to play, which was awesome. It was a home game too, so that was awesome that they got to do that in front of the home crowd, kind of get some of their early season jitters out for like any of our upcoming, junior high, JV games, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was good. They despite them being young and, like I said, maybe having a new coach, they challenged us, in some ways. They run sort of an interesting defense, like a two front. So, that posed some challenges for us. We had to learn how to block, a different front, which we'd practiced all week, but, you get out of the game and guys kind of, I don't want to say forget, but, we challenged us in ways that we needed to be challenged. So that was good. We had to do some coaching on the fly and kind of help with that. So our guys responded well to some things that they did, and we made some mistakes, but we countered that by going on to the next play and doing what we did, and we just took care of business.
Mm-hmm. And a game like that, it serves a couple purposes. Your kids that play a lot, your starters, get them out of the game. They don't get hurt. You're going to need them in some of these big games coming up. And the young kids, this is how you build your program. They get to play that much more in addition to maybe a JV game. They get a little varsity experience. It helps build the program for the future.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. It kind of, especially here early on, we really get to see what we've been doing in practice with a lot of those younger guys, making sure that they're, paying attention and doing what they're asked to do. So it was good for them to just get a little bit of experience in there and get that out of the way now, so when we get to our JV schedule, our guys, we're ready to go. We know where our holes are. We know what we need to be better at. So it helped us in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It was just good to get a victory, yes, but it was even better that we were able to take care of business, keep everybody healthy, and get some guys in the game that don't normally get a season time on Fridays.
Right. All right, this week, it's a big game for you every year. It's East Atchison over at East Atchison. I guess you're playing in Tarkio. I haven't looked at the schedule that close. They're 1-1. They're a whole different team this year, pretty much. New coach, some different players in different positions. So even though they're 1-1 and you're number one, they're going to probably present a pretty good battle for you.
Yeah. It's the big one for – a reason. They call it the Atchison County Super Bowl for a reason. Everybody in the county is going to be there. There's sort of a friendly rivalry going on between the two mayors right now, which is kind of cool to see. It is a big game, but we just know what this is about. Our guys got a taste of that last year with how big the game. We played twice last year. This is the one I think everybody circles on their schedule no matter what, the team's records are. So we really don't look at it as a, they're this or they're 1-1 or we're 2-0, we're ranked mm-hmm. number one. And we just know it's the Atchison County Super Bowl. It's the Tarkio week. It's the EA week, whatever you want to say. We just, have to worry about who we are and what we do and make sure that we're doing our best, putting our best foot forward and playing hard and understanding what the history behind it too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure your kids will be lined up and ready to go as theirs will as well. The one thing we had a couple, that first game with Worth County was a tough one this last week, so everybody got a breather. But how's the injury situation? That can happen in practice, that can happen in a game, that can happen away from school. But how's everybody doing physically going into week three?
We're doing good for the most part. We do have a few, cuts and bruises and nicks and whatever, however you want to say that. When we have a few things, but for the most part, we're pretty healthy. We're doing fine. I think it's just standard football stuff. Just a couple guys that, like I said, are banged up. We're feeling pretty good. We've had a decent week of practice, so guys are just ready to go. I think it's just, I think you get to this time and you're just ready to line up and go play. And we know, and it's going to be a hard hitting game every single year. So we know that, we understand that our, if we're banged up, you know, that's not really going to matter at this point. So, we're just ready to go. So, our guys are excited. We have, like I said, a few injuries here and there, but nothing major that we need to worry about right now.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That's a Rockport Coaches Show for this week.